Recording audio, nope.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 7th.
That joke you told me, that was a good one, I tell you.
Wasn't too bad.
Bad.
Football!
I'm so excited.
Yeah, dude, that's it.
I'm so excited. And the thing is football doesn't really even start professionally for like 4 weeks. But the thing is it might as well start right now.
Are people playing the game?
Kickoff might as well be right now.
Yep. I feel
weird. I feel like I'm 14 and I just fell in love for the first time.
Yeah.
I feel tingly.
Like I got a date this next Saturday, you know, at the circus. I'm going to get her a bear.
Football season's almost back. Preseason starts officially tomorrow night. We did already have the Hall of Fame game, which everybody's been talking about. And then we've got college football starting soon. So I don't know which one we're more excited for. We just know that Pigskin's been playing. And honestly,
it's 11 on 11, baby.
Right. And I may have already watched a couple CFL games. I don't know.
Not ashamed.
Who's judging?
The TSN network, baby.
Who's judging? What's that? So last night was a benchmark. First episode of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think about them choosing the Raiders and John Gruden? Just from the get-go, what do you think? That was the best move, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way they could have gone. You took Adam Gase in the Jets, this was the...
I mean, if I'm looking at it, what's the most interesting team that I'd want to like watch everything they do behind the scenes? It would either be right now, the Browns, which they already did, so they can't do that.
Right.
The Raiders, which they're doing, and obviously the Patriots. Everybody wants to know the formula, the secret Patty formula. But we
want drama, too.
We want drama, and the Raiders, that's what we're going to get. Hopefully, we get a couple of crazy cuts. Again, and a couple crazy trades. I just want to
see the thing is
John Gruden.
Like, so it's funny you say that. Usually they do the big finale and then they do the cuts and the sad stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the same guy who was like Vontaze Burfict is our guy. He's the captain. This is his motivational speech to the team last night after he cuts a player 15 minutes into the episode. So everybody right now has dreams, don't they, guys? Gruden tells his players in the opening scene of Tuesday's premiere. Everybody in the NFL has a dream of making it in the NFL. I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm not really into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into fucking nightmares. You gotta end somebody's dream. You gotta take their job. You gotta take their heart. Are you guys clear about this NFL shit now? So,
okay,
I mean, if
John,
that's not a good pump-up speech... I'm not sure what
it's pretty
is.
Good.
If that didn't make you want to get out,
it makes you want to get out, you know? And do something immediately because you feel like you're fucking up.
It'd make me want to key his fucking car and fuck his girlfriend or wife or whatever. I mean, dude, honestly, look, I think John Gruden should have stayed in the booth personally.
Why is that, man?
Well, one, because you look like you shouldn't be let out of a booth. And two, just because you had a Super Bowl. And you're in the booth. You had a show everybody liked. Everybody loved quarterbacks, QB
room. But is that
room.
Just the prime example of if you get too comfortable and you want a challenge?
I think it is.
He left the cushiest job in America.
That's just the football within him. That's just within him. He's got to be like, you know what? I haven't been doing enough. I haven't been competitive. I haven't made anybody cry in like 4 years. I got to do
something. He said, I call myself a football guy?
I got to change it up.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that Hard Knocks is going to be a great season this year.
And I want HBO to take all my money because I want to be there for every episode.
Right, right. So Gruden's monologue proved to be foreshadowing on Tuesday night. A few minutes later, they met defensive tackle Ronald Ollie, an undrafted free agent who appeared on the Netflix series Last Chance U. On the surface, Ollie seemed to be a perfect candidate to get, to get the 5-episode arc treatment as the requisite underdog long shot. But when Ollie pulls himself out of a practice with an injury, then blows off a treatment appointment, Gruden pounces on the opportunity to send a message. He said, you know what? Let's get some of these fucking guys out of here who don't want to play. And then pretty much, he just cut. Cut him right there.
See ya, Ollie.
Yeah. Roly-poly-ollie. No, that didn't make any sense. But at the end of the day, I liked him. I wanted to like him. He's a guy you want to like. You already kind of knew him from the whole...
Just because it's on my mind. Speaking of another Last Chance U story, Emmett Gooden out for the season. I think if you're on Last Chance U, you should just probably not...
You jumped into that one quick.
Well, it was just, I'm thinking of, you know, defensive ends that were on Last Chance U having shitty outcomes right now. And that's another one.
There's a lot of them. You got Jermaine Johnson with Georgia. We'll see how he pans out. Look, it's funny, and that's heartbreaking, by the way. That makes me upset. Mm-hmm. It just ruined my mood. We don't know that he's out for the season, by the way. We don't know that yet. It's not confirmed.
Knee injury, so take your guess.
We don't know.
All right, we'll see.
We don't know. Now, with that being said,
shredding knees.
We don't know if anybody recently has seen this whole movement of memes that have been going on, but it's which table are you sitting at? And you know, we concocted one
little fat coach guy, little fat guys.
Right. Circle. So we concocted a which table are you sitting at for the heftiest coaches in the NFL and or college history. Now they said, everybody, don't get mad. You know, no favoritism was shown. This is just the guys that we grew up liking the most. Mm-hmm. They just happened to have a little more on them to love.
A little bit extra to go around.
So the first table we're looking at, what do we so we have Jim Chaney and Charlie Weiss, and this is the donut table. So what do you think about this table?
This table, it's going to be a pretty sweet table. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to learn a lot about offense, mm-hmm. not necessarily good offense. You're going to learn a lot about offense.
Right.
You're going to learn about different pastries and donuts. But
when
guys,
not to call a timeout. Yeah. Definitely you're going to learn that with Jim Chaney.
You're going to learn how to soak footballs in water buckets mm-hmm. for using for practice. Charlie mm-hmm. Wise loves that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say of the two desserts tables, that's my least favorite.
Right. What's the other dessert?
Oh, well, we got Philip Fulmer and Bob Wiley. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I would like to sit at that table, actually, for the whole meal.
That's the whole thing?
The whole thing. The whole course. That's my five-course meal. Okay. It's cake.
Okay. I like that. And we'll display the picture for you on the video. Right. So watch the video, the audio.
It's going to be right here.
We love
here.
You. But YouTube is also going to be there. So my favorite, honestly, can I go ahead and say it?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Mangino and Andy Reid with the Philly cheesesteak. I mean, it's a traditional dish. When I grew up watching Andy Reid, he was with Donovan McNabb in yep. Philly, so it makes sense. Mangino, he's going to eat anything you put in front of him, and honestly, he'll probably yell at you while you're doing it.
I just don't know if you would learn anything at that table. It would literally Excuse just me? Sound like cheese the whole time.
Well, one, you're going to learn how to dress for vacation with Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. Okay, Charlie Wise, he's got the sickest varsity jackets around.
He'll teach you how to manicure that mustache, too.
Right.
Both of them.
And you know how, like...
Got that Western...
So you know how like the varsity jackets, they kind of have a collar, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the cotton. It like that is just enough that like an inch and a half is just enough to cover Mark Mangino's entire neck.
Which is not a lot. To like, cover.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean. It's honestly awesome. It works out perfectly. That's my favorite table. But the other two tables that we have, we have a pizza table, and that is the Ryan Brothers. Rob and Rex. Now, look.
That's a fun table, guys. You know you're getting a shot of whiskey under the table and, before you sit down.
And right? maybe a shot in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe they're taking a shot at any girl that's with you.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
either way.
And they're going to score.
Time. Great time. Maybe not. Consensually.
Yeah.
I think they hung out with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Weinstein Company.
Neither here nor there.
It was there.
The last but not least table. What do we have going on here?
Looks like we got Matt Patricia mm-hmm. and Romeo Cannell at the burger
Cannell's,
table.
These guys look like they would win. If this is like the Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut of a cheeseburger eating competition.
Mm-hmm.
They would kill anybody. No one's even going to have a remotely close effect.
No. And honestly, if anything, you learn how to like wear a pencil really cool behind your ear.
Right.
If nothing else.
Business guy.
I mean, we know from like 5th to 7th grade, that's a learned thing. They teach you.
You know, people only want to say coaching's about X's and O's, no. all right? But you can look at Matt Patricia and look at where he was beforehand, see who his coach was. Look, Bill Belichick, is he a great head coach? Yes. He's a better fashion designer. Okay. He's a better fashion designer. And Matt Patricia, he saw the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He picked it up. He's biting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The pencil, I think, is the signature with the backwards hat. Like, he'll wear a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has the pencil.
Because you never know when you're going to write down a play.
I feel like Matt Patricia's John Belushi reincarnated.
Yeah, I can see that.
If John Belushi was in the NFL.
And as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Matt Patricia.
Right.
All day.
Yeah.
If John Belushi didn't play, because John Belushi could play.
Just a college t-shirt with a bottle of Jack.
Why are we here for questions?
Yeah. What do you mean? This is Detroit. I don't know. And then he just fucking go and eats a donut. Hey! Is Golden Tate still here? Yeah. Where's Golden Tate?
Drinks the rest of the liquor and takes a nap at a Serta store downtown.
Right.
Fuck it.
But that's our which table you sitting at. Go vote on Twitter, at BTMHQ, Instagram as well. It's there. All right, let's get serious a little bit because we got to get serious about preseason. Preseason's right around the corner.
And it starts tomorrow. Yeah.
So, I mean, we can't just be sleeping on that. This is serious stuff we're talking here. So, top three games, Carlisle. What's your number one game for the preseason week one that you think is going to give the people the most excitement?
I got one for each day, but...
And that you want to bet, let's be honest.
Well, I want to bet?
We want to bet. Okay. That's what this is.
We
want
to bet this. Cowboys and Niners.
Okay.
Cowboys and Niners.
Thank you.
It's a rivalry game.
Yep.
The boys have won two out of the last three.
That's true.
It's in Levi Stadium.
Okay.
Like we said, football's more than X's and O's.
It is.
A lot of life here.
Yes.
Garoppolo, he got all the sinning out of his penis
mm-hmm.
with the porn star.
One of them that we know of.
He has titanium and tungsten fused fucking ACLs and PCLs now. I think he's ready to go.
LCLs.
I think he's ready to go. Zeke, Jerry Jones, everyone's like, oh, he's got it figured out. He's got a huge house. Whatever. He doesn't know how much money to give the best running
True.
Back in the league.
Preach.
So I'm giving it to the Niners.
Oh! I love it. I like that.
Niners.
George Kittle.
George
Kittle. Marquise Goodwin, the yep. animal lover. Great person. We love you. We love all of you.
We love every one of you.
But no, the 49ers, I'm with you. And Zeke, he's not going to play. Jerry, just pay him.
Pay him.
Pay him.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Whatever he wants because it's Jerry's world. He did get he did get Dallas to pay for his building. So I'm just saying.
I think we're going to open up a nice bar in Fayetteville.
I'm not saying it's right.
Fuck you. Why don't you pay Zeke what he wants? And that way you can win more money.
I agree with you.
Easy.
I agree 100%. What's this next game you think is going to give the people just a hard cock?
It's a really tough one, why? Mm. I mean, a lot of people for a lot of reasons could like a lot of these other games. But for me, I like the Texans and Packers.
The Packers.
The Packers. It's not a rival game whatsoever, but the last three meetings, the Packers have won two. I think everybody is looking forward to seeing Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers. Is Danica Patrick oiling up Aaron the right way? We'll know. We should know Friday.
Is there enough crystals in the area? Is there enough minerals on them?
Yeah. Has he talked to his brother? Probably not. But has he talked to the Dalai Lama? Yes.
Maybe.
That's what Aaron does.
Mm-hmm.
Another State Farm commercial should be coming out soon. So I think he's doing good. Deshaun Watson, hopefully he's recovered from the knee. But if not, ooh, look who they got.
Ooh.
A.J. McCarron.
Wow.
Alabama.
Which, by the way, this is not Alabama.
Hey.
This is Chris Carter. Shout out. One of the greatest.
Buckeyes.
One of the greatest. Chris Carter.
If you're not a Big Ten fan, then fuck you.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, yeah. 100%. So, what was the next one? The Saints and the Vikings?
Saints and Vikings.
We were talking about A.J. McCarron, but, at the end of the day,
I think he's still.
Who's your team?
Wait, does he still have a hot girlfriend? Because that matters more than the game itself. If he doesn't, he's already lost. So.
Okay.
Saints and Vikings. Right. We all know what happened a couple years ago. It's all right though. The Vikings have won two of the last three. The Vikings are good. They have a great offense. They picked up Irv Smith
mm-hmm.
from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give it to the Saints. I'm going to give it to the Saints by three. It's going to be a good game.
Well, the spread's 3, so that's nice. The thing is, our defense scares me a little bit this year. Really? I think we were better. I think we were improved. We drafted a little bit for it, but we also drafted more offense.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson?
Safety. He'll be okay. I like it. We like Rutgers players for some reason, so we have a couple of them hanging around.
Surprised you don't have Shiano. Greg. Since you like Rutgers.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I also don't like people who do things they're not supposed to. So, you know, we're not going to talk on that. Same reason Rex Ryan's not there anymore. Isn't that right, Rex? Hmm? A little hit list? I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is that I do think the Saints get revenge. I don't think the Vikings will be able to hold the jock strap. Okay? And, yeah, I think this is going to be – I think you could take 7 on this one.
7? You taking 7?
At least. At least.
I'm going to give it to Morstead late.
Okay. Tom?
Tom?
Thomas?
Hey, Thomas, get out there. Do what you do.
Go do what you do, son.
There's 2 minutes left. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Boot it on in there and take your ass home.
Split those poles.
To your little wife.
Oh, she's little. All right. I don't know. I don't know if she is. She's probably big.
I don't know.
I feel like Tom would like the big girls.
Maybe. He's a nice guy. But no, actually, his wife, I think, is cute. I don't know. We respect you and love you and your family. We wish you the best.
Yes, absolutely. When
are the coaches going to learn? A headline was read the other day, ladies and gentlemen, and it stated that Colt McCoy is going to be your Redskins starter over none other than Mr. Case Keenum. Yeah, Case Keenum's ass. He's never impressed me. Not even when the Minnesota Miracle.
Oh, what did you
say? Exactly. Dan Schneider, is he the biggest idiot? I thought at first that the Haslams were the biggest, like, idiots. And they still very well could be. I mean, Freddie Kitchens hasn't proven himself yet. He hasn't proven shit yet.
No.
You can have all that talent and still blow it. Buffalo Bills, Jim Kelly. All I'm saying is that... You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, telepathy is speaking.
They don't know.
But do you know? Stupid. Yeah, but we. How can we get you guys? All right.
Okay, so look, what I'm saying here, if you want your team to be good at all, and you think, so Case Keenum's your guy, right? You brought him in to start.
Mm-hmm.
Colt McCoy is not your guy, wasn't your guy. He had to be kind of a little bit when Alex Smith.
He has not been good since he got hurt in 2009 at the National Championship.
Right.
Fact.
Exactly. That's a fact. And they almost got, well, the Kansas game was that year too. Yep. So look, Mark Mangino, shout out. All I'm saying is that you can't treat your players like shit and expect your team to have good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny though. I love it. It makes great media moments.
Oh.
Because Case Keenum, a reporter's like, hey, so how do you feel about Colt McCoy being named, you know, the starter? And he's like, I don't know anything about that.
I'm just
preseason, week one, remember, but we're going to make it a bigger deal than it needs to be because that's what this is.
Case just wants to get his little case knife and go hunting, son. I'll tell you.
I actually don't know anything about him as a person.
He does apparently like to hunt a little bit. That's no bullshit.
I don't care if he does or not.
I don't know.
I just know.
I want him to play football. I like Case Keenum, and he's better than Colt McCoy. That's crazy. Anybody that fucking thinks otherwise, you can eat dicks.
I think so.
You think Colt McCoy is better than Case Keenum? There's a bag of dicks... behind the noodles.
Yep.
Fucking.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't really believe that, but because of the Minnesota Miracle, I'm a little salty. So, yeah, there's a salt in the wound there.
I mean, if anything, Keenum fires right.
It was more Stephon Diggs, in my opinion, and Marcus Williams missing the tackle. Look, there's a whole myriad of things.
It's all on Marcus. That's Marcus. Stephon, that's not his
fault. We're not even going to talk about that. Because we care about you guys.
And that happened years ago.
Let's go ahead and get into some college football. Pay Zeke, by the way. Let's go ahead and get into some college football.
Pay Zeke. Hashtag pay Zeke.
What are you most excited about week one? What are the top three games week one that you think are going to give us the best action? Same with the preseason, except it's real.
I mean, we're really not going to see much because it's for week one, but Miami, Florida should show us if Miami's legit. Should show us if Florida's learned anything.
I think Miami's more legit than Florida.
I do too.
I'm going to come out and say that.
Well, that's later, but I got something for that.
Right.
My next game's Oregon and Auburn, two powerhouses. See what they both look like. Kind of get a feel for what that looks like.
Yes.
And then, I guess Georgia and Vandy. I know that it's probably going to be a wash of a game.
Right.
But we'll get to see Georgia play. I mean, what if Georgia lays an egg the first half or something like that? That would shock me. So that's why I want to see that game.
Right. Well, and the thing is Vandy, I mean, they have real threats. They have Riley Neal.
They have talent.
He came from Ball State, played 4 years there, got injured. So he does get a fifth year. I think the biggest thing for me, the kid had 47 passing touchdowns, 15 rushing touchdowns. So he chose Vandy over Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest with you, man, I think that I don't know how much of a play that Najil, their wide receiver that they have, 87 receptions, led the SEC last year. Their tight end is a monster. I think Vandy could be more of a threat. Derek Mason's had him. I mean, he's had him doing things they weren't doing before he got there.
Oh, for sure.
So, obviously, I do think Georgia gives him the dick.
Uh-huh.
But
I mean, it should be a 30-point spread at the end, I would think. But
it's a first SEC matchup, so it gets me wet.
Yep.
So I'm just being honest. I'm gonna be honest.
Yep.
Gets my heart rate up a little bit.
Yep.
So which one are you most excited about? Florida-Miami for
Florida, me. Florida-Miami, same. That's just, dude, that's in-state. It's a rival game as fuck. I mean, that's a week 9 game, week 1. I love it.
It is.
And I'm really interested. I mean, Miami should have a whole new identity because...
Tate Martell.
Yeah, and they get, what's the new coach? Stroud.
Yeah.
Something Stroud. Tony Stroud. Something like that. But the... Georgia. Okay. Mark Rick, he recruited well there, and I think with a new identity, because this guy's got that, the workout,
right,
the new
mentality.
Age, yeah, like the young blood, so Miami should be good. That's actually, I think they're going to be one of the teams that gets...
So predictions is Georgia, Miami, Auburn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction. I think good old Herbert's a little overrated, but...
Yeah.
That's just me.
Oh, no, he's definitely overrated. I got Miami.
They have good receivers.
Georgia and Auburn.
But, for yeah. Sure. I think Florida's...
That's going to be a good game, though. Florida's going to show up.
I don't think so. I think they're fake. So? No.
I think Dan Mullen's going to show
up. One of their best
up.
Cornerbacks is out for the season.
This is true.
They've already lost, like, 9 players to domestic assaults or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the discipline may not be there, but I don't know, man. Dan Mullen, when he gets the X's and O's calling plays, he knows what he's doing, so...
He does.
We'll see.
I don't know.
He did at Mississippi State. You know, man, I don't know. I mean, and he fucking beat us, beat a lot of teams last year. So.
He's like a used car salesman, kind of, to me.
Oh, dude, he could sell the shit out of like a car.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Bush Jones could, too.
All right, so here, let's go ahead. We'll wrap things up with this, guys. So the top 25 preseason AP... It has come out, and I mean the first four aren't surprising. You have Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma.
Probably will stay there.
Then after that, shit kind of gets out of hand. Now call me crazy. I'm not a big. I don't. Ohio State's Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
But with this new coach, and I know he was there, and he was around it. But it's I don't know.
They'll drop. They should drop. I have a top 10. In my opinion, for right now, yeah, we'll see what happens.
They have the recruiting class. They've got the talent, but that doesn't mean you're going to be able to execute.
Ryan Day?
Yeah. So, exactly. LSU. It's like every time I think they're legitimate, they'll get 30-piece by Bama.
Yep. And do they have a quarterback? We don't know yet.
Right. We don't know where they're standing there. Then you go to Michigan. Then Florida, which is Florida's way too high.
That's way too high.
Why are they 8?
I would have them at 18.
At maybe. But
we had a 10-win season.
Your schedule was cupcakes, and you got lucky a lot. So we'll see what happens. Notre Dame, Texas, Texas A&M. Texas, because they beat Georgia, I would put Texas where Florida is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people forget about that. They beat them pretty good.
Sam Ellinger's good.
Oh, yeah.
He's got same chance to win the Heisman as Jake Fromm.
Yep.
So.
He's one of my favorite players this year. For,
be,
you know, good players.
Be one of the best to watch.
Yep.
And then you go to Washington at 12, Oregon.
With Eason.
I tell you what.
Yeah, so Fromm's ran 2 quarterbacks out of town. And you got Justin Fields at Ohio State now, and then you've got Eason at Washington. So Fromm's the real deal. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, Fromm's the real deal. And of course. He's gone that far twice.
And my thing is like,
Well, people are going to be like, well, Tua's got to be better than Jalen then because he...
I'm not sold that Tua is better than Jalen, and I'm not sold that Tua will be better than Jalen in the NFL. I think Jalen, one, has more of the body of an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more mature. I think he's handled himself very well throughout everything that's happened.
He handled himself very well.
I think that the team really likes him in Oklahoma now, and we all know what Lincoln Riley can do mm-hmm. and what he's done the past 2 years. They could three-peat.
I mean,
as a Heisman quarterback.
You're right.
With three different players. So
Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in college football right now.
He is.
But, yeah, you're right. Jalen Hurts.
I'm saying, look, if Oklahoma went undefeated, mm-hmm. went to the college football playoff, and then gets to the championship, even if they're playing Clemson, for me, and like I said, Trevor, if that still happens, if it is Clemson and Oklahoma, is it impossible? Let's just say that I'm putting the fact that Jalen has already been there. He went through adversity, transferred, did what he did, and won. That would be more to me than Trevor.
Yeah.
But this is all metaphorical.
Yeah. I mean, it's all situational. For sure. I just go on what I see when they're in the game. Like, to me, as a freshman, Trevor Lawrence made that shit look so easy. Made that look so easy. He looked like he was a senior.
Effortless.
He looked like he was a junior or senior. Like he was comfortable. Was he had been there his whole life. And that's impressive. I haven't seen a quarterback act like that in a moment like that as a freshman in a long time.
And their team, Clemson's team, is just so good. I really do think Ross is probably one of the best receivers in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny Alabama. They have a death row of wide receivers. They have Ruggs, Waddle.
Jerry Judy.
Judy. It's a little ridiculous. And then they have like four or five stars that just came in. So, you know, and three they've been sitting on for 2 years.
Yeah, the Crimson Tide, they're not hurting by any means.
No. We'll see what happens. Hey, you never know, since it could be the same old song and dance. Could be something completely different. Is Oregon going to be the real deal this year? I feel like there's a lot of question marks, but they are one of those colleges that were like, if there's a lot of hype around them, they're going to just pop up.
Yeah.
Kind of like Tennessee did 2 years ago when mm-hmm. they were number 10.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't ever want that to happen again, because I remember how happy I was when I was like, oh, we're number 10.
Yeah.
And then, like,
got on a number
we
five.
Go to overtime Appalachian State. So it's like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's like flashbacks, man. It's like PTSD is like when I start thinking about it. It's like, what?
It is. Okay. So the three in and three out.
You put your right foot in and your left foot out. All right. My three that will make it aren't in right now. Memphis, Nebraska, and I got a tie for Miami and Virginia Tech. And what will decide that game is when they play each other October 5th. If both of them go undefeated to that game, like I think they will because they have cupcake schedules up to that, whoever wins that game will make it in the top 25. Nebraska, the only reason I say that is because Scott Frost finished strong last year and I have no reason to believe that he shouldn't start like he left mm-hmm. off.
Recruited okay.
Yeah. Memphis, besides Ole Miss and I believe Navy, they do not play UCF. Other than those teams, they should have no problems. So, you know, for those reasons, they should all those should make it in the top 25. The ones that I think will leave. Northwestern.
Okay.
The fuck out of here. You're probably going to get out first game. Stanford's going to beat you.
Right.
Iowa lost two great tight ends, so their offense is going to be what? Mm-hmm. They should. Their scheduling is kind of tough. Big Ten is decent, mm-hmm. so I think they should be out by like you know,
second hardest conference in college football.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then this is another one for me. I really don't have any reason to believe. I just you know fuck them UCF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just leave.
And then what's your last one?
Go back home. That was my last one for getting kicked out.
What was your three out?
UCF, Northwestern, Iowa.
Iowa. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I will be out by week 7 for sure.
Okay. I like that. So my first three out of the top 25 that are in right now, I have UCF as well.
Mm-hmm.
Trash. You're out of here. You got
go
lucky.
Home.
You got lucky. You beat your shitty schedule that you had twice almost. Michigan State, have them going out. I don't know about them. They're New Jersey's
trash.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
Like the Jets.
It's not good. I had a buddy call it the Nassar punishment. So, you know, it could be karma. I don't know. Hopefully it's not. And then Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. I could see Rome falling.
Yeah.
Tumbling downward. Okay. I could see it happening. And then in, I have Nebraska.
Solid.
I think that Nebraska has a good schedule. I think that they can compete better in a Big Ten than a Michigan State right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. I have Miami. I think Miami can play in the SEC. There's really not any SEC teams to be worried about right now other than Clemson, ACC.
If
teams.
Miami beats Florida, and then...
I mean, Florida State is, you know, that would be a good team to beat just because they're Florida State, but they're not really a threat right now.
If Miami beats Florida, by week four, they'll be in the top 25. Because they won't lose another game.
Really?
They play like, yeah, Boston College, you know, ACC teams. I think Clemson's the only other team they play that's hard. Right. That's like, besides Virginia Tech.
I mean, you have like NC State. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, my three out, UCF, Michigan State, Florida. My three in, Nebraska, Miami, and Tennessee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think the Volunteers can volunteer their way to the top 25?
I think that we could sit at a nice 25.
Really?
I do.
A healthy 25. Mm-hmm. You're in, but... almost out.
And that's with like an 8-4 record, a 9 wins. I'm getting a little crazy.
Hey, we got in the door though. We're sitting by the door, like we can feel the heat from outside.
Right.
We're in there.
There's games that are question marks, especially after last year. It's like, yeah, we went 5-7, but we also beat Kentucky. Florida didn't. And we also beat Auburn, which
Tennessee beat as many top 25 teams as Clemson did last year.
Yes, they did. That's a fact. And it's just like, man, I don't understand why we can beat those teams and then lose to South Carolina and Florida.
Vandy.
And it's a lot.
No more. It's about to change.
And look, we try not to be biased. We try not to even talk about that shit on here, but it's almost football season. To be honest with you, we're not bragging or boasting because being a Tennessee...
I'm wearing an Ohio State jersey.
Yeah, because we're not trying to be biased. But the thing is being a Tennessee fan is like being a single mother. It's hard all the time.
Yeah.
It's emotionally exhausting.
It's like, yeah, I have 4 kids and they need binders.
And now...
They need
5 binders.
And pencils.
But guess what? The store's out of pencils.
And a nice thick.
And the store's out of binders.
Jan Sport.
There's none. Then everything we need, there's none of it.
They don't have it. They're out.
They're out.
Call them out.
Oh, you need defensive linemen?
Amazon?
Oh. Well, the only good one you had just shattered his knee and is
guess
out
what?
For the season.
Amazon's not a website anymore. What do I do?
But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. There's really nothing that we can do about it.
Except hurt. Just hurt. Just crippleize. Like, I feel like literally the rest of my year is either made or broke by like September. You know what I'm saying? Like after that Florida game, I know if it's going to be a good year or a fucked up year.
I think I'm not going to let the Florida game define us, but at the end of the day, it does help the momentum. If you get that Florida win, then you propel yourself forward because it's Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Mississippi State. That's the 5-game stretch we have. Not in that order, but.
But it's there.
But, yeah, guys, it's almost time. Listen to the bets. Check out the Instagram page, the Twitter page, the subscribe, unsubscribe, like, comment. Hey, by the way.
Hit that subscribe button.
Fucking get these. We'll send the fucking link.
Holy smoke.
On Twitter, Instagram. This is Keith's brand. Keith is the man. Be a fan.
We love you.
Don't be Dan.